Okay. Torreway, Northwest London, Thursday, Yud Gimel Nissan, 29th of March, Rabbi Chaim Gross, on the subject of Hesevo.
Morning all, nice to see you again.
Welcome back.
Thank you. The Mishnah, the beginning of Avraham Sachin, tells us, Afilo Ani Yisrael lo yocha ad sheyesev. Even an Ani, a pauper, should not eat lechoira his matzah until he does Heseba. That's really the makor in the Mishnah, that one has to do Heseba when eating matzah. Just the way that the Mishnah told us the din was Kala'achayad in passing telling us that even an Ani is included in this din. Of course, the Rishonim ask, what's the special chiddush that an Ani should, we'd have thought he wouldn't be included. Such the Mishnah has to tell us, Afilo an Ani is included. So just as one of the answers given, Tosfos says, you might have thought that an Ani doesn't have the necessary furniture, so to speak, to do Heseba. The other Rishonim say, Heseba normally uses a meter or a safsal, something to lean on, and an Ani might not have that. So you might have thought that Chazal were not Mechayev an Ani in Heseba, he doesn't have the normal setup, domestic setup to do Heseba. And the Mishnah says, Afarpikan, Afilu Ani, even an Ani who doesn't have that should nevertheless do Heseba, because even without having a safsal or a meter, a bench or a chair to lean on, nevertheless you can be Mechayev the din Heseba. That's the Makor in the Mishnah, that Achila on Leila Seder needs Heseba. Now the Gemara in Daf Kuf Ches comes to analyze the Mishnah and says the following thing. When it comes to Achilles Matzah, everyone holds it needs to have Heseba. Whereas when it comes to Maro doesn't need Heseba. This of course is familiar to you because Heseba is a derech of eating Mecheiros and the Maro is not a Zeicha to Cheiros, Adarabba it's a Zeicha to the Shibud, and therefore Maro, everyone holds, you don't do Heseba for. When it comes to Arbakosis, there the Gemara brings a stira b'shem Rav Nachman. One Maimre in the name of Rav Nachman says that Yayin is boy Heseba, and the other one says Yayin is not boy Heseba. Sounds like a stira, but that's Rav Nachman. Does Yayin need Heseba or not? So the Gemara says there's no stira. In two of the cases, Rav Nachman said you need to do Heseba. And in two of the cases, Rav Nachman said you don't need to do Heseba. It's just the Gemara is not sure. There's a machlokes now, but that's Rav Nachman, we're straight in the deep end, a machlokes, but that's Rav Nachman, which of the two cases needed Heseba? One mandama says that Rav Nachman was mechayiv to do Heseba in the first two cases, because that's the point of the Seder night when you're speaking about the process of the Geula. Whereas once you get to the last two cases, says this mandama, mind the hava, that's already past history, we've finished speaking about the Geula now, no need for Heseba for the last two cases. Whereas the other mandama says, how can you do Heseba on the first two cases? Hooray, at that point, still, Avadim Hayinu, you wouldn't do Heseba when you're still at that stage of the story, recorded being an Eved. Whereas the last two cases, you're only a Ben Chayrin, that's when you have to do Heseba. So we've got Machalek, Badas, Rav Nachman, which of these cases, which two of the Dalek cases, did he require Heseba for? So the Gemara says, given that we're not sure, we don't have any Hachra, but that's Rav Nachman, which of the cases he demanded Heseba for, will do Heseba for all four of the Dalek cases. That's, but simply speaking, the source of the Shmais and the Gemara, which of the Arba cases need Heseba? Matzah needs Heseba, Maro definitely doesn't, Arba cases was two of them for sure, but we ourselves are not sure which two, and therefore, because of the Safek, we'll do Heseba for all four of the Dalek cases. So now, just to mention in passing, but we might come back to this later, is the Rav asks a famous kasha on the Gemara. Alright, we all know that Heseba can't be a deraisa din. We're going to find later on that there are people who don't need to do Heseba b'chalal, and they still have to eat their matzah deraisa without Heseba. Heseba for sure, there's no pasuk which tells you to do Heseba. Then hold the machayev and Heseba is only a chiyuv darabanan. Ask the Rav. So on every case, we should be able to say, seemingly, the Ran asks, but on every of the four Dalek cases, we should be able to say, hang on a second, we've got a Chi of Darabanan over here, or do we? We're not sure if this was a case which Rav Nachman was Mechayev us to do Heseba with. Why don't we say our good old Klal of Safek Darabanan Lekudah? This is the Ran's troubling question. on the Gemara. It's a kasha on the Gemara. The Gemara says, we're not sure which of the two cases Rav Nachman was Mechayev Heseba in. So we're therefore, says the Gemara, we're the Heseba on all four of the cases. Says the Ran, why did we forget our golden rule of Safed the Rabban and the Kala? Yeah, that's kasha with the Ran. So just the Sabres are always in, the Ran gives two answers. We'll just say the first, the more dramatic of his two answers, as a handle for later on. The Ran says, yep, Elachinami, Shuras Adin, you're right. There's be'etzem no need for Heseba Bechalal, because on each of the two cases I'll be able to say Safed the Rabban and the Kala. The only reason why we do Heseba, and this is what the Gemara meant, when the Gemara said, now that we're not sure, we have to do Heseba on all four cases, it's only the Rav Chad Milsa, it's bonus behaviour. Sure as I did, you don't need to do Heseba Bichlal because of Safed the Rabban and the Kula. But just, what are we going to lose? Says the Ran in his first answer, therefore the Rav Chad Milsa, like a nice, harmless gain, do Heseba for all four cases, and that's what the Gemara meant. Okay, that's a kasha and a teretz of the Ran. Okay, but in the meantime, we have Matan need Heseba, Mora doesn't need Heseba. When it comes to Dala cases, the Gemara says, we're not sure which what Rav Nachman meant, so therefore we'll do Heseba for all of them. Okay, so that's the beginning. I want us to consider now, for the rest of our time, the following question. When a person didn't do Heseba, was that Ma'akev or not? I said that deliberately vaguely, we'll come back to try to understand what it means. Was it Ma'akev or not? When a person didn't do Heseba, is it Ma'akev? So the Gemara, we'll start with Matzah. So the Gemara, the sigur of the Gemara carries on after what we discussed now. Which type of people need to do Heseba? Here, this is familiar territory. Probably Rav Yanki's given you shira already. Does a lady need, does an Isha need to do Heseba? Isha Etzel Baila, an Isha Chashuva. Then the Gemara discusses Ben Etzel Aviv, Tabad Etzel Raboy, all different people discussing whether they are Mechuyev in Heseba or not. Eventually, the Gemara asks a Shaila, what about a shamash, a person who's a servant in his master's house, when he's eating his matzah, does he need to do Heseba or not? So the Gemara brings a tashma from Rabbi Shir ben Levi. It says the Gemara the following thing. Tashma, that Rabbi Shir ben Levi, ha-shamash sha'achal kezayis matzah, kashu meisev yotza. If he did Heseba, he was yotza. Golden words. Kashu meisev yotza. This is either a hemshech of Rabbi Shir ben Levi or the Gemara being medayik. The Gemara says, Mesiv in, lo Mesiv lo. If he did Heseba, yes. If he didn't do Heseba, no. Shema minah, says the Gemara, boy Heseba, shema minah. So the Gemara asked the Shaila, does a Shamash need to do Heseba? And the Gemara was poshet at Shaila from Rishon ben Levi, who says that if the Shamash ate Kazayas Matzah, when he did Heseba, he was Yetzer. So we see, if he did Heseba, yes. If he didn't do Heseba, no. From here we see that a Shamash needs to do Heseba. So the Gemara was poshet its question. Until that point, the Gemara was discussing which people need to do Heseba, and found that a Shamash needs to do Heseba. That was before Rabbi Shir ben Levi. However, the way that Rabbi Shir ben Levi expressed this din, he did not say Shamash boy Heseba. That would have been the simple way of being poshet the Gemara Shaila. Rabbi Shir ben Levi says the Shamash who ate a kezayis kashu meisiv, then he was yotzer. Yeah. Yotza means not that he was mechuyev to do Heseba. If he did the, listen now, this is the way that we'll tread carefully over here. This is the way that Rav Rishonim learned the Gemara. The Gemara said more than just he needs to do Heseba. The Gemara says that if he didn't do Heseba, he was not Yotza. They understood that to mean if you don't do Heseba, you will not be Yotza, you're chayvas achilas matzah. So the Gemara brought the right to tell us that the Shamash was mechuyev and Heseba. It did more than that. It told us that the stakes are so high that if you don't do Heseba when you need to do Heseba, you will not be yet to your mitzvah. That's how the Rosh understands the Gemara. We're talking about Achilles Matzah. Which Matzah we're talking about, whether it's the Kazayas Rishon and also the Afikomen is like a pointless debate. For now, we'll just speak about the Kazayas Rishon. The Rosh understands that Rabbi Shir ben Levi's got a Gemara Mefereshes. The Rabbi Shir ben Levi says that Heseba is necessary and it's ma'akev, your kiyum of the mitzvah of Achilles Matzah if it's not done. Okay, that's a Gemara Mefereshes according to the Rosh. And that is how the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Sivan, Taf Ayin Beis, Kol Mi Shetzarech Heseba, anyone who needs to do Heseba, Im Achal, or Shasa, below Heseba, if he ate without doing Heseba, Lo Yatzah, he was not Yotzer, and because he wasn't Yotzer, Tzarech lachso v'lecho v'lishtois v'heseba, he has to go back and eat again with Heseba. To bring out this point, the Bi'ah Halacha over here on the side says, if a person chapped after benching that he did not eat his matzah beheseba, what does he do now? Says the Mishnah, says Be'alacha, he has to eat again, and he has to eat again with a new bracha of alakilas matzah. It's adkadei kach that the heseba is ma'akev in the mitzvah of achilas matzah. If one did, if one ate without heseba, one has to go back again. Says Be'alacha, according to the Shulchan Aruch, you have to do so with a whole new bracha of alakilas matzah. But according to these Rishonim, the Rosh Barosha, the Shulchan Aruch is paskening like, is that the Hesebah is ba'akev, the kiyum of the mitzvah of achilas matzah. Now, of course, that's quite a chiddush, because as we've said already, Hesebah itself is only a mechayev medarabanan, and we're dealing over here with the mitzvah deraisa of achilas matzah. So a person who wasn't mechayev this additional din darabanan of doing Hesebah is going to be ma'akev his kiyum mitzvah, ad kadei kach, that even go and make a new bracha on his achilas matzah otherwise. And of course, that's surprising news for us. Just in passing, we'll this, albeit it's surprising, it's not completely unfamiliar. Some of you may know the Tosfos in Sukkah Daf Gimel, where the Gemara there is discussing the Gezeirah of Beis Shammai, you're not supposed to have a shulchan in your house, Gezeirah Shem Yimashich, and Tosfos there in Madayik, the words of Beis Shammai, the person who didn't do the Darabanan requirements of having the shulchan in the Sukkah, as opposed to his house, was Lokia Mitzvah Sukkah B'yama, wasn't Mekiah Mitzvah Sukkah B'chlal, even the Mitzvah Sukkah Daraisa. It's just another example where the Rabbanan, Ein Achinami, had this kach that when there's a mitzvah deraisa and you don't do it in the way that they wanted to, they have the kach to be okay, your kiyum. They didn't do it in the way that with the Rabbanan they wanted you to, they have the kach to be okay, your kiyum of the mitzvah deraisa itself. So seemingly we found, according to the Rishonim, it's Gemara Mefereshes from Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, another example, if you didn't do Hesebah on Achilas Matzah, it's going to be ma'akev, your kiyum of the mitzvah deraisa of Achilas Matzah. Okay, so that's what we have so far. The matzah is boy heseba, and according to the Rishonim, Shimon ben Levi says the heseba is ma'akev on your kiyum of the mitzvah. And what about arbakosis? So the muska rishon, our first port of call, should be, well, the heseba demanded in achilas matzah, it's the same heseba in arbakosis. So if the Rishonim say that it's ma'akev, your kiyum mitzvah, when it comes to matzah, the same should be true of arbakosis. The emphasis, the Rishonim, despite the fact they had that Gemara Rishon ben Levi, Rishon ben Levi was speaking specifically, remember, about matzah. The Rishonim say, Sarach Iyun, if when it comes to arbakosis, Hesebah is also ma'akev, such if a person drank arbakosis without doing Hesebah, they'd have to go back and drink again. By the Rishonim, that was a shayla. Even though they had this Gemara about Rishon ben Levi and matzah, it was a shayla when it comes to arbakosis, if the same is true that the heseba, even though you need it, like the Gemara said earlier on, is in ma'akev for the event if you drank arbakosis without heseba.
The bi'a halacha that you mentioned said tzarech lachzo velecho velishtos.
Yeah, good. Yeah. So that's already the pshitas of the Rishonim. Yeah. So I'm interested, but what was clear from the Gemara about matzah, by the Rishonim, it wasn't so clear that they could apply it to arbakosis. Why if we're clear on matzah, the heseba is ma'akevis? When it comes to arbakosis, it's the shayla. So here, I didn't find anyone who officially says this. I'd perhaps suggest that we ourselves mentioned about 10 minutes ago this run. The run asked the question, why do you have to do the same with another kosis? You should be able to say, safek derabanan lekula. You should be able to say, safek derabanan lekula. So the first answer the run gave, which is the only one we mentioned, was that enachinami. There's no problem with chayav to do hesebah in the first place. It's just l'ravcha de milsa will do it anyway, because it's harmless behavior. What I see from the run's question and the run's answer, the first answer at least of the run, is that when it comes to the Hesebah and Dalakosis, it's not really an official Machayev. The Hesebah itself is not really an official Machayev, because it wasn't so clear that you needed to do it, maybe you're only doing it in the Ravcha de Milsa. When it comes to Matzah, there's a Vadai Chiyuv that you have to do Hesebah. So I can understand that Vadai Chiyuv has the Koach, has the ability to be Ma'akev, your Kiyum of the Mitzvah. When it comes to the arbakosis, the Hesebah in the first place, it wasn't so clear there was a chiyuv. Maybe it's only the Ravcha de Milsa, Safek Derabanan Lekula. So therefore, that lower level of chiyuv Hesebah, maybe that lower level does not have the ability to be ma'akev, your kiyum of the mitzvah's shliyas arbakosis. And that's why they were ashamed of, even though they had the Gemara in Rabbi Shimon ben Levi with regards to matzah, cleared, debated whether the same was true about arbakosis. That's just the understanding why the Rishonim had a shayla in dalakosis, even though they had a Gemara Mefereshes, the Hesebah's ma'akev in matzah.
Matzah, you don't have the downfall of the downside of
Moisef dalakosis. Oh, so the Rosh, good. So the Rosh, again, asked this question, is Hesebah ma'akev in arbakosis in the same way it is in matzah? And the Rosh has got this question. He says, with the first two kosas, for sure you should go back and drink. But like the gentleman said, with the last two kosas, maybe you've got a problem of nira kamoisif, because the Mishnah says it's asa to drink extra kosas at that stage of the Seder. But the Rosh's maskana is, mihu ikalameima, says the Rosh, that with the last two kosas, it's huvra hadava, it's very clear that if you did do haseba, you weren't yotze your mitzvah, and therefore there's no problem of nira kamoisif, because it was very clear that your first attempt was not miminyan hakosas. Oh, good, good, good. If we have time. good. So that's so the Rosh's maskana is, it was a shaila by the Rishonim. Is Haseba Ma'akev in Arbakosis in the same way it is in Achilas Matzah? And the Rosh debated that. His maskana was that in all four cases, in the same way that in Matzah, Haseba's Ma'akev, your kiyum of the mitzvah, so too with Dalakosis. And concerns about Nira Kamoisif, the maskana in the Rosh, were not concerns. Okay, good. So that means that Nimna Vagamra, we're clear now that we've got the Din Haseba in Matzah and Dalakosis. And according to the Rishonim, there's a Gemara Mufereshes. It's Ma'akev, your kiyum matzah, if you don't do Haseba. And Huadin in the Maskana of the Rishonim in Arbakosis. Which is why when I read the Shulchan Aruch, I read those words quickly. The Shulchan Aruch said that anyone who needs to do Haseba, call me Shetzarech Haseba, im achol or shasa. Lo Haseba, lo yatzav, tzarech lachso, lechol, velishdois be Haseba. The Shulchan Aruch is passing like the Rosh, says that this din is true, not just about Achilles matzah, it's true about Shtiyas Dalakosis as well. That's all coming on the basis of the Maskana of the Rishonim. Okay, that was all, yeah.
How did they understand leaning? Do you have to have something to lean against? Is that what they thought?
So that's, according to Tosfos, that's the Hava meaning of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said an Oni might not be Mechoyev in Haseba.
None of us have got the right furniture for leaning, actually.
So I think that, right, I think that understood. So you're actually not doing such a bad job.
I mean, you have to be suspended at 45 degrees.
So the Gemara actually brings that some of the Talmidim in the were able to lean on each other. Yeah. So it could be, you know, the top notch leaning would be an angle with which we're not familiar.
You can lean on somebody who's not equipped to lean.
Okay, so good. So if we think about it, the point that we've got to so far is that we understand that the mitzvah Haseba is, if you think about it, a prat, it's a detail, or you might say a tamai, a condition in your mitzvah achilas matzah and your mitzvah shtiyas dalakosis comes with an inbuilt tanai, which according to the Rishonim, in both cases, the tanai haba akev, it's necessary to fulfill this tanai in order to be mekayim each of these mitzvahs. Wonderful. This is all nice and simple until the Brisk Rav came along and he said, if you open up the Rambam, you'll find a different world entirely. So, to set up the Rambam says in Hilchos Chametz and Matzah, Perek Zayin, Halacha Zayin, the following announcement, the following very blanket statement. Lefikach, says the Rambam, in Halacha Vav, he brings the famous words of Choldo Vado Chayv Adam Laharis Atzmoy, and in Halacha Zayin he says Lefika Kesheserad Adam Belayla Hazer Tzarich Lechol VeLishdois VeHumesev Derecheres. On this night, when a person eats, he has to eat and drink, leaning Derecheres. A major announcement of the Rambam. The Rambam says, sounds like he's speaking for the entire night. You have to eat and drink Derecheres. He's not busy grappling with the Dalakosis or the Chiddush Matzah, he says, lean on Seder night. Ad Kan, the announcement of the Rambam in Halacha Zayin. If you flick a page to Halacha Ches, in the middle of Halacha Ches, the Rambam says, Ve'eim Asai Srichin Haseba. When is it that you're supposed to do this Haseba? B'shas Achilles Kazayas Matzah, or B'shtias Arba Kosis Ha'ilu. Says the Rambam, when should you do the Haseba? Dafka, when you're eating a Kazayas Matzah, or when you're drinking the Dalakosis. So if we wanted to get busy, we'd say it sounds like a steer in the Rambam. Because in Halacha Zayin he said, lean the whole night. And in Halacha Ches, he says, specifically when eating the matzah or drinking the Dalakosis. Let's not make too much of a fuss about that. Says the Brisker Rav, what the Rambam means, in Halacha Zayin is telling you, there's a general, separate, mechayev, a new mitzvah, the Rabbanan entirely called mitzvah Haseba. This is not a prat, a detail in Achilles Matz or Shteir Dalekosis. It's a self-standing obligation, lean the whole night, that would be fantastic. Chazal, in Halacha Ches, the Rambam says, Chazal demanded of you that when is it that inescapably you have to do this, when do they demand, you better do Haseba now. This Haseba, which is a separate mitzvah, which exists the entirety of the night, they said, but please, at a specific point, make sure that you do this, that specifically when you eat your matzah or you drink your abacosis. For Harai, because the Rambam's mamshich, familiar words of the Rambam, v'shar achilasa v'shtiyasoi, if you want to carry on doing Haseba when you're eating your chicken soup, imhesev harizem meshubach, if you did so, harizem meshubach, vim lava in a tzarech. The Rambam says, if you want to do a Haseba for the other achilas v'shtiyas of the night, then it's harizem meshubach, understands the brisk rob. There's a mitzvah to be mekayim with a Haseba on the achilas v'shtiyas of the entire night. Any Haseba you do will be a keen with the mitzvah. Just Chazal came along, this is Chazal to begin with the Haseba, like we said, yeah? Chazal came along and said, inescapably, please do it at these particular points. There's a separate mitzvah, we saw that from Halacha Zayin. Chazal said, demanded of you at specific points, but if you do it at those other points, you also mekayim a mitzvah, according to the Rambam, if you do Haseba when you're eating or drinking your chicken soup, you're also mekayim a mitzvah. And that is very different to the Rishonim. We said, according to the Rishonim, there's no separate mitzvah called Haseba. When you do your mitzvah of matzah or dalakosis, make sure to do it in a particular way. Let's bring out the nafkaminas. According to the Rishonim we saw beforehand, which is the Shulchan Aruch Paskin like, in a situation where you didn't do Haseba for your matzah, you have to go back and eat your matzah again. Ad kadei kach, your matzah again. But Haseba, ad kadei kach, the Behalacha says you should even make a new bracha of Alachilas matzah. According to the Rambam, let's work out. You ate your matzah and you forgot to do the Haseba which Chazal demanded of you. Was there any problem with your mitzvah of Achilas matzah? Haseba is a completely separate din. Just Chazal told you they'd like you to time it a particular point. There's no problem with your Achilas matzah. Haseba is a separate requirement. So your Achilas matzah was absolutely fantastic. So would you have to go back and eat your matzah again? Well, why did you do that? Your Achilas matzah was, your mitzvah's matzah was fantastic. And then why? You'll go back and eat again. Well, your second matzah is actually no different to your chicken soup, because your matzah was fine the first time. Just you forgot to do Haseba. So now you're going to carry on eating, but that's not going to, there was no problem with your matzah to begin with. So when you go and eat a new matzah, that's not going to be a matzah shal mitzvah. It's not really any different to your chicken soup, where you can mekayim if you want your dinner of Haseba, zay gezunt. So that's in the Rambam, there should be no shmooze whatsoever about going back to eat the matzah or going back to drink the dalakosis if you didn't do Haseba, because the quality of your actual mitzvah's matzah or your mitzvah's dalakosis, in as much as Haseba was not a prat within those mitzvahs, was untouched by your forgetting to do Haseba, which is why in the Rambam you find no mention whatsoever about going back to do Haseba again if you didn't do it the first time. And now according, let's go with the second Nafkamina. According to the Rosh and the other Rishonim, if a person wanted to do, if a person did Haseba when he was having his main course, is there any makom for that, according to the Rosh and the Rishonim? So they understood, remember, that Haseba was a prat, it was a detail, a tanai ha-ma'akev in being mekayim dalekosis and achilas matzah. So it's a detail in those mitzvahs. Now you come along and you start leaning, you start doing your 45 degree angle business when you're having your main course. What on earth? I mean, that's like a, okay, no one's stopping you doing such a thing, but you're definitely not going to get a harizem shubach for such a thing. Haseba outside of the territory of mitzvahs achilas matzah and shtiyas dalekosis, according to the Rosh and the other Rishonim, has no mashmas whatsoever. Whereas according to the Rambam, we understand there's a separate machayev called Haseba. There's makom in the Rambam, which, as he says, to say that if you carry on doing Haseba, if you do Haseba at those other points, harizem shubach. So that's the theme of the Ramah. I hope we're going to get there. Okay, good. He keeps me moving. Yeah. Okay, excellent. So now, as follows, we have, however, to do what I've called a piece of housekeeping. We've got a geshmak and machlokes over here between the Rambam and the Rosh, with two nafkaminas about what the nature of the chiyuv haseba is. But the Rosh wasn't coming from nowhere. The Rosh didn't just make this up. Where was the Rosh and the rather Rishonim coming from? A Gemara with Rabbi Shimon ben Levi. Rabbi Shimon ben Levi said, you see from the Gemara, when the Gemara decided, was poishet, Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, a shamash, needs to do Haseba, it says that if he ate a kazayis for Haseba, he was Yatzah. If he wasn't, he wasn't Yatzah. So we've got a Gemara Mephoreshes, according to the Rosh and the other Rishonim, that you have to do Haseba to be Mekayim, or then Achilas Matzah. So the Rambam's a fantastic Rambam, the Haseba is a different chiyuv, And if you did Haseba even in your main course, Harizim Shabbach, but the Rosh came with the Gemara. So we have to understand, according to what will the Rambam do with that Gemara? And let's split that up into two questions. We have to first understand what the Gemara was speaking about, the words of the Gemara. And secondly, Rabbi Shimon ben Levi was coming along to say a chiddush. So according to the Rishonim, Rabbi Shimon ben Levi says, if you did Haseba, you were Yotzer. According to Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, those words are Yotza, Yidei, Chayvus, Matzah. That's the noiseh, that's the topic of the Gemara. And the chiddush is a major chiddush, that even though Hesebus, like we said about 15 minutes ago, even though Hesebus only Darabanan, nevertheless, if you don't do it, that could ruin your mitzvah deraisa. So we understand what the Gemara is speaking about, we can understand very well the mind-boggling chiddush of Rabbi Shimon ben Levi. So we have to say, and this is the words of the Brisker Rav, not mine, this is in a couple of lines, we have to say, according to the Rambam, Rabbi Shimon ben Levi is speaking about something else, and it's a different type of chiddush. Again, according to the Rishonim, Rishon Belevi was saying a major chumrah. That if you don't do Haseba, you won't be Yotzer Choyves Matzah. We're saying a major chumrah. Whereas according to the Rambam, it goes like this. The Gemara has to be speaking about something else. Says Briskarov, according to the Rambam, the Gemara, the tight of Rishon Belevi's words, if you ate a Kazayas Matzah without Haseba, you won't Yotzer. Does not mean you were not Yotzer your Choyves Matzah. It means you were not Yotzer the Choyves Haseba, which the Rabbanan asked you to do. It's a different noise of the Gemara. The topic of the Gemara is not Yotzer Mitzvahs Matzah. It's Yotzer Mitzvahs Haseba. Meaning, Rabbi Shimon ben Levi said, if you came along, if you did Haseba, B'shas Achilles Kazayas Matzah, you were Yotzer. You did what Chazal demanded of you in this separate mitzvah of Haseba. That's the topic of the Gemara. And what's the Chiddush of Rabbi Shimon ben Levi? Says the Brisker Rav, Gavaldi, the Chiddush of Rabbi Shimon ben Levi is as follows. In the world of the Rambam, remember, there's a mitzvah which you can be mekayim for the entire night. That was a big announcement, the Rambam Halacha Zayin. Do Haseba for the entire night. So I might have thought, if I have to do Haseba for the entire night, then the Chazal will tell me, listen, do it when you eat your matzah, do it when you drink your dadakasas, do it when you eat or drink your chicken soup, and do it when you're eating your chicken as well, and when you're eating your potatoes. You've got to do it for the whole thing. Says Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, even though there's a mitzvah available for the entire night, if you did it just for the Kazayas Matzah, that's all Chazal inescapably demanded of you. I might have thought that I need to do it for the whole night, in as much as it's relevant for the whole night, Harizem Meshubach, I mean more than that, not just Harizem Meshubach, Chazal would demand that for the entire night. Came along with Shimon ben Levi and says, no, Chazal only said that inescapably you have to do it just for the Kazayas. You want to do it for the rest of the night, it's like, no one will stop you. Which really means that Shimon ben Levi, that was Shimon ben Levi's Chiddush. It comes out according to the Rambam that Shimon ben Levi was actually saying a Kula. According to the Rishonim, they understood that the Yatzah was Yatzah Yedei Chovas Matzah. Rabbi Shimon ben Levi was coming to say a tremendous Chumrah, that even though Haseba is only Darabanan, it can ma'akev your Kiyum v'Daraisa. Whereas according to the Rambam, Pumfaket, Rabbi Shimon ben Levi was speaking about being Yotzer Chovas Haseba, and I might have thought I need to do, Chazal would have demanded inescapably Haseba for the entire night. Came Rabbi Shimon ben Levi and said, even though it's a good thing to do for the entire night, the minimum is, and that's an acceptable minimum, is just for the Kazayas Matzah. So that's how the Rambam will understand the Rosh and the Rishonim came from a Makor in the Gemara. But say that the Rambam's also got his own Mahalach of learning that. According to the Rambam, by the way, we escape all of the discussion of the Tosfos and Sukkah Daf Gimel. According to the Rambam, we do not have in this Gemara this Mechudosh concept that when you didn't do a requirement of the Rabbanan, you will not even be Yeter Yochiv Deraisa. That's an advantage, so to speak, of the Rambam Shita. Unfortunately, we didn't have time to discuss the complications when the Ramah brings the Shita of the Rav Yah, that we don't have a Zeba Bezman Azeh, and how that affects all the Cheshbonis of Nirik and Moisif, and the fact that the Ramah finishes off by saying that it's Meshubach. It's a lechatchila to do like the Rambam and to do Haseba for the entirety of the night. Maybe we'll discuss that next year. Good.